Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The snap, a fifth rusher, throw left for James White, makes the catch and then dives to the first down marker. Brings on the chain gang.
That is a successful challenge for Jacksonville. They will not be charged with a timeout.
Who made the call on you throwing the red flag on your own that they had the first?
People have asked me, who are those people up there, what it is, and I just said, I really don't want to do that. You know, because when they make a mistake, we'll kill them, and when they do something good, we'll do it. So I'll just take all the credit all the time.
With Allen standing on the far hash of the five to our left. Early movement by the Jaguars off the right side, but the Patriots did not snap it. Jacksonville gets back onside. Snap to Allen, left foot orbit. Looks left. Now he throws across the middle to a wide open D.D. Westbrook to the 50. Cuts left off a hit by Van Noy. Runs down the left side on 25-20, 15-10, to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown Jacksonville.
Patriots lose in Jacksonville yesterday. You can point to a lot of different reasons why. Everybody shares in the blame. Not much went right yesterday for the Patriots. Hey, by the way, I want to correct something. Someone corrected me on something I said earlier. When we took Paulie's call, I meant to say black crows, not counting crows. I really upset some black crows.
I like the counting crows.
Right near...
Round here. I'm like, what? Round here. That's the song you're thinking of.
Yeah, round
Sorry.
Here.
Black crows.
I actually like counting crows better than black crows.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that. Yeah. There you go.
La, 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 la. Any day of the week. 10 out of 10. Give me it. This over that.
Yeah.
Down in New Amsterdam. Yeah. Staring at this long haired girl and the Jones within the conversation. Black hair. Flamenco
Thank
dancer.
You. Thank you.
What is this?
What are we doing here? Where's Round Here? That's the one that's singing.
Not a fan of this one. That one. Give that to the other station across the way.
Which one? That Who takes one. That?
I don't know. Give the 96.9. Let them shake things up.
Yeah, shake it up.
They're still smoking all that weed they got sent to them. That's nice.
All right.
Oh, this is nice.
All right. Look at how happy this makes Zoe.
That was pre-Jack Johnson.
First time we've seen
Zoe. Like, you know what? Jack Johnson sitting there thinking, wow. That's some good music right there. I could do a little good, little guitar. Make it a little more surfy. Put up a parking lot. Love that. good jam. All right, moving on.
Okay, moving on. We will do with Dave in Winchester. Zoe, for Zoe. What do you got, Dave?
Dave.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. How are you?
Good. I was at the Touchdown Club in Arlington last week, and one of your former coaches was a speaker, and he was telling me a story about how you and an offensive lineman buried Bledsoe's truck in snow, and then it rained, and it froze, couldn't get it out. And
this
then
is awesome.
Who's the coach?
Paul Boudreau?
Paul Boudreau. Yep.
Boudreau. Todd Rucci was the other guy. We had 5-gallon buckets of snow, and sort of what I did to Fred Touch's car a couple years ago.
Do you feel the inside?
No.
Or just the outside.
I mean, he had a big, white, jacked-up Suburban, and we were out there for a good hour, and we covered that thing.
And then Bledsoe, in return, had your condos cleaned out on Christmas Day?
Not mine. I knew it was coming, and he did something else with me, but he paid a moving company. Rucci's family was coming up from
Philadelphia.
This one is diabolical.
And he's got two heavy parents, and like they're like they couldn't wait. They drove all the way and are ready to stay in. This is on Christmas Eve day. He paid two movie companies to come in and completely take every single piece of thing or whatever he had in his condo and jam pack it into his basement and stack it up. And he had to unpack the whole basement by himself and his family.
And so
on Christmas Eve,
someone took. You told us this before.
Oh, and he also
someone
put
took
Rucci's
his keys.
Car.
So someone got a hold of Rucci's keys like during practice, and yeah. he had one of the kids in the locker room go get a copy of the key made.
Yeah,
to give to the moving company to let them into the house.
Yep, it was awesome.
And move the stuff when nobody was home. Rucci to move it from.
Rucci had this big black Bronco.
It was the old. He had the
old. Remember the OJ Bronco?
That on Christmas Eve. That is heartless.
Remember the. Remember
that
the
is
OJ
revenge.
Bronco. He had Rucci's, Rucci had a big black one like OJ's. And he had it all souped up with like PIA headlights on it and all that, jacked up. He put it for sale in the paper in a Boston Globe for like $12,000.
And put his real number in
it. And gave his real number out. This is prior to cell phones and all that, man. This is, that was good stuff. You had to get real creative back
then. Who had this? Who had the Bronco?
Rucci.
Yeah, call Todd.
Yeah, Todd. Todd.
His number.
Anxious. Very active to sell. Yes.
Hi, is this Todd? Yeah. What's up? I'm just calling about your Bronco for sale.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, Christmas Eve, moving your furniture out.
Rucci put a dead fish in his engine. You know, talk about smell.
Oh.
But you can never tell because Drew would leave those dip cups like all over his truck. Gross. Nastiness. He smelled something awful. Oof.
James in San Fran. James.
Hey, guys. I just want to know why the Patriots didn't do anything to shore up the defense in the offseason. Because this is pretty much the same awful defense as last year. Other than getting Hightower back, he just looks awful. And if they have to go back into Jacksonville, they're not going to make it back to the Super Bowl.
We're really overreacting, I think, here to one game where, you know, the Heat was oppressive yesterday. They didn't play well. But I still think they played hard, but they didn't play smart football. I think a guy like Juwan Bentley is a find in the fourth round, wherever they was fourth round, right? With Bentley, that kid's going to be good. Let's not overreact with two games for him. But the Heat had to be tough on Hightower yesterday. He's running around. He played a lot. They'll fix some things. I mean, they picked Claiborne up in the offseason. I think he gives you something. They're better up front than what they were last year. You agree with that?
Well, I was going to say to the caller, they acquired Danny Shelton.
You have more, yeah.
They signed Adrian Claiborne. I mean, they made moves up front.
This is sort of, and this is part of like, hey, why do you switch some things up on Wednesday to Tuesday? Because there's defensive meetings now. Bill wants to be in because this is Brian Flores' first crack here. He's through two games. Same way we told you, don't overreact to Matt Patricia week one up there. They went out there and played hard in San Francisco. That's a tight game down to the end. So it's not like they lost total faith in him. I just can't sit here and trash this defense. Again, go back to 14. It took 8 weeks to get Revis up and running. Eight. They didn't hit stride until Green Bay. And then out to San Diego, and that's late in the year to stay out there for a week where the team came together. And then you went on a great run. Man, it's not going to be the way it was yesterday. That was a good team you played. Good, big, physical team. Who's the next good, big, physical team you're going to play? Seriously, good question. Who's the physical team you can play? Think Steelers defense is that? Hell no. Green Bay? No. Who's the next big physical team you're playing? Tell me. Kansas City's defense? Hell no. You're going to get in track meets with some of those teams. That team had it all yesterday.
You got the Vikings in December.
Oh, okay, Vikings. I expect this football team to be better when you play the Vikings.
I would hope so. Here's what I hope doesn't happen. Here's what I hope really doesn't happen. That they start beating up on, you know, like the Lions and the Dolphins and
that's good. They're going to be 3-1 when Edelman comes back. What do you say then?
And they've got that game in October against the Chiefs, which I look at a little differently now.
You play Colts, but you have the Colts on a Thursday night prior to that. So you're going to have 3-4 extra days to get ready for the Chiefs,
here's the
which
good
is
news.
A night game at
here's
home.
Here's the good news, though.
The following week.
You've got checkpoint games.
Yeah.
You've got the Chiefs. You've got the Packers. You've got the Vikings and Steelers, and they're all evenly spread out over the schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Because if you improve against the Dolphins or Lions or Bills or Jets or someone like that, I'm not putting a lot of stock in that. So thankfully they've got good games left.
Vikings are best defense yet. Here's what's crazy. Jets might be the second best defense you face.
That's sad if it's true.
I'm talking about from a flying around standpoint. Bears are there with Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
But he played against Khalil Mack before. That Raiders defense may have more pieces than the Bears have. He handled him pretty well last year. How's your defense when you played them with Derek Carr out there?
Before we get back to your football calls, a couple of quick Red Sox thoughts from over the weekend next, okay?
Nice.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He's going with a fastball 0-0 for a strike. He's going slider 0-0 for a strike. Mix in 0-0 changeup. He's got all three of them working.
And a ground ball, Moreland will get to. He'll do it himself. And another fast inning for Chris Sale. Now, nobody warming up in that bullpen right now. Doesn't mean he's not coming out, but three innings in the books.
Chris was good. Velocity, slider, okay. You know, he got his repetitions and did a good job. Finish up in the bullpen. Everything is fine, so he's in line to make his next start on Friday in Cleveland.
Well, sweet.
I didn't have any sort of issue with Chris Sale, his first start that he made back. He made the second start over the weekend. Here's how I will phrase it. I will phrase this. For Jim, do you feel better after yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody should feel like Chris Sale is trending in the right direction. But now we wait.
And he threw almost 97 yesterday. That's the big thing.
96 point something or other was what it was official.
96.8, yeah.
Okay, 96.8. Thank you.
98.5.
I'm going to say, after this one, what I said after the last one. Now you get to wait 2 days. How's he feel for the next 48 hours?
Yeah.
I'm happy that his command was better and he looked much better and looked to be pitching better. That's great. But that's not exactly what the issue was. And I want everyone to remember that. When he came back the first time and made a start, he looked fine. Nothing looked off. It was the recovery. It was after pitching that he didn't feel good. I want to know how he feels today. I want to know how he feels tomorrow. So he knocked off the rust, he regained controls, regained velocity, all that good stuff. Good. How's he feel today? That's what really matters, doesn't it?
Everything hinges on that.
Is that everything?
Yeah. And I mean, Price has pitched his way into this discussion too, to credit him. I mean, because we're so hyper-dependent on Chris Sale, right? Like, it's your only chance. Well, Price is in a conversation now, and he deserves that. So you're starting to feel pretty good about your first two guys that should be coming out of the gate for you. But you got to wait till Friday now for him to pitch again.
Red Sox magic number is down to 2. They will likely clinch the American League East this week. You sure excited?
Time. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a milestone. 3 years in a row, like what Jim said last week. Should be complimented for that.
That to me is okay.
I wouldn't go selling T-shirts like you did for the first team to 100.
Well, no, they always do. That's like built in. Everyone gets a T-shirt when you're in the division.
No, I know that, but I'm saying it kind of what you did last week took a little luster off what's ultimately going to happen this week.
Right. This is the thing you should be celebrating.
You yahooed it. Right.
Not the stupid 100 wins.
Thank you.
This is what you celebrate.
It's a hat and t-shirt game tomorrow,
yeah.
Right?
So
like they, tomorrow, they win
yes,
the division.
That matters more than what you did
so
last week.
So if you want to go out, you want to go nuts?
Go nuts.
Have at it.
Not a little casual toast where, you know what we're doing? Partying. Yep.
Especially with it being... You win the game against the Yankees and you win the division, right?
Ooh.
Magic numbers at 2. We win once. Boom, we win. Like, and being there, go for it. Go for it. That's worth celebrating.
Yeah. Get the locker room wet.
That's worth blowing off the steam
clubhouse.
And sort of.
Sorry, clubhouse.
You know, reminding yourself that it's a long season. And yes, despite it meaning nothing in the playoffs, other than, you know, you're not playing in the wild card game. Which is big. I don't mean to diminish that or minimize the impact of that. But
it's huge. A lot of pressure.
This is where I believe players should celebrate. Yes. Yes. Celebrate the fact that it's a very long season and it takes a lot of games and a lot of wins to get to this point. Yes. Not your 100 wins. Get out of here with your 100. Winning the division is meaningful. That stands. All right. So there's that. However, Mookie Betts. He left Sunday's game yesterday. In the 6th, after hurting his side while making a throw to home plate. Scale of 1 to 10, what's your level of concern?
aggravated an old injury. What did he have? Didn't he like twist something in his ribs?
Yeah, left side soreness,
oblique or whatever.
Well, they called it. They didn't see.
It was like we were talking hip.
Did they ever use the word oblique back in June?
No, I thought it was more of like a hip pointer.
He missed 12 games in June with the left side soreness.
I'd say you want him in your lineup. Yeah, that'd be good to have him in a playoffs.
How many games did he miss before he was even placed on the DL? Right?
Yeah.
And so they're saying, oh, he's going to be ready to go on Tuesday. That's what Betts said. He's going to be ready to go on Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see. The Red Sox last time thought it was going to be the same type of deal, and then he was on the DL and missed 12 games.
It's something to watch. I wouldn't say high level of concern. Because when a player comes and said, I'll be ready to go Tuesday, he's kind of told you what it is.
Would you consider shutting Mookie Betts down before the playoffs?
No, but I'd pull back. I mean, is that shutting down?
No, I'd shut him down.
Like, shut him down, shut him down?
I'd shut him down.
Why not?
I don't know.
Here's the risk in doing it.
Cold.
Here's the risk. Is he going to be able to hit the same way after getting the time off? That's my concern.
All right, a total shutdown.
I mean, I would stick him in a dark room.
But is he going to be able to hit the same if this is an injury that's nagging?
Yeah.
If it's a nagging injury that leaves him uncomfortable.
Sort of same thing you're doing
with Chris
Sale,
right? He's
trying
to play through it. I'd rather he not try and play through it. I'd rather he get the time off and feel as best as he could possibly feel to begin the playoffs.
Yeah, look what we're going to do with Chris Sale. We're going to take it out of your hands. We're going to do what we did last time because it didn't respond. And now all of a sudden we've got an everyday player who's so important. Yeah. Sort of pull back on him. Yeah. But you can't completely shut him down. Then you don't want him to go cold. What the hell I know, though. I don't know.
But if he's hurt and he's dealing with an injury, I think it'd be better to get fully healthy or
yes.
close to it.
Yep.
And deal with the risk of him being a little bit cold coming back. Like, that would be a decent trade-off if you're planning on going all the way and trying to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Then get him the proper rest. Because if he plays through it and he doesn't feel great, you're not going to get the best version of Mookie Betts. And it's only going to get worse the more he plays. Which means if you are planning on going deep in the playoffs, as you advance, he's going to feel worse and worse. So get him as much time off now as you can. That's how I feel about his status. What is so funny?
I don't know. He's just giving me weird looks.
I don't know. He's just sitting there with your fingers crossed like this. Like you're.
No, all right. Bill and Ken. Bill.
Billy boy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Counting
hey,
Crows. What do you think?
Yeah. What's up?
Counting huh? Crows says your subject line.
Dude, I saw them at concert recently. I was very excited to see them. Didn't play Big Yellow Taxi and didn't play Mr. Jones.
Shut up.
How do you not play Mr. Jones if you're Counting Crows? I'd ask for a refund. Like, what are we doing here? You have like five hits. Play the hits.
Yeah, well, Big Yellow Taxi isn't their song. They don't have to play that one.
Yeah.
It's a cover. But Mr. Jones.
Which band's Paulie like?
Paulie's back. Black Crows. I misspoke earlier.
Yeah, I didn't even catch it when you said it.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Don't you dare mistake the Black or the Counting Crows.
Get over yourself, Paulie.
Please. The Black Crows blow them off the stage. Anyway, I was talking football this time.
Black Crows don't even exist anymore.
That's an important point.
Yeah,
you called earlier about football.
You were there Friday. You'd be saying a whole different tune, Bird. A whole different tune. I'm surprised Hardy missed it, though. But anyway.
This is like deja vu.
I'm surprised.
Why are we taking him?
You what?
Because I actually
You're on the road. You got that heat. You guys still with me?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay. You're on the road. And you get that good. You build the momentum early on that first drive. That was a blatant violation, that hole on Gronk. There's no way that anybody on that field could have missed that. Those refs saw that, and they chose to look the other way. That took the momentum away from us and handed it to Jacksonville. Two touchdowns later, I turned the station.
You think that one non-call on the holding was what ruined the game?
Yeah, you got a different game if they get on, they drive, and they continue that drive, and they score. You got a different ball game. That took a good third of the ball game away from us.
Hey, I'll hang up. That was too much.
It's a good call.
Hey, you know what? Rich Robinson
or not?
You know what? Rich Robinson.
So you look like
from?
You wanted to say something about that.
I was going to ask him what.
He was going to ask him about music.
So, Mr. Patriot fan who's so invested in the team down 14 zip, turn the station off and just didn't watch a game the rest of the day?
No, he didn't.
That was it?
He's being dramatic.
I wonder what he would name his
football
show.
It's hyperbole, if you will.
I want to ask him what he would name his football show on Friday night.
Hardy has our headlines. We got one more segment of your calls before we get to...
Call it the Pigskin Salute. In honor of Magpie Salute. You know where Rich Robinson is from? Marietta, Georgia. Chris Hogan, 2 touchdowns.
Sports Hub headlines.
Pauly is the non sequitur guy, right? That's Pauly. Yeah. All right, so the Patriots lost to the Jaguars in Jacksonville, 31-20 yesterday. Pats now 1-1 on the season. Next Sunday night, or this Sunday night, they'll face the Lions in Detroit. Lions now 0-2 on the season after they lost to the 49ers in San Francisco yesterday, 30-27. Tonight's game, it's the Seahawks taking on the Bears in Chicago. Both teams looking for their first win of the season. Red Sox only need one win tomorrow against the Yankees because the magic number is 2. Their 11.5 game lead over the Yankees puts them in a position to get the win tomorrow, win the division. It'll be an afternoon game, the first of 3 in Yankee Stadium Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. A couple of Bruins games this week, preseason action, split squads. One team is going to play against the Capitals in D.C. tomorrow night. The other team will play in China against the Flames once again on Wednesday morning. Headlines are brought to you by Northern Bank. See what the number one rated community bank in New England can do for you. Northern Bank, stay true. NBTC.com, Northern Bank member FDIC. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up. However, you can get them anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Hey, we're not worried about down the road. We're not worried about statement games. We're not that team. We're a team that just needs to focus like we did this week, last week. All right, come about ourselves. And every week we go out there and we play Jacksonville Jaguar football. Okay? And it's about us as a team. All right? Don't fall into the trap. If we see them down the road, they've earned it, we've earned it, that's fine. Okay? It wasn't about revenge. This is a different team. I'm going to tell you why it's different. All right? You guys are 1 year older, the guys that have been here. We're 1 year into it. We've got some new guys that have bought into what we're doing. We care about each other. The team's the most important thing. And as long as we keep doing it for each other in this room, okay, we'll keep winning football games. But we got a lot ahead of us. It's the same way. Whether we won or lost today, guys, all right, it was the second game of the season, AFC opponent. Enjoy it. It's a great win. Come back tomorrow, corrections, and then we got the division coming up, okay? Good job.
Let's go. Work on three. Work on three. 1, 2, 3. All right.
That's Doug Marrone, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Sorry, Patriots win. We play a Patriots post-game talk.
Duval.
They lose. You get the opposing team. You get Marrone.
We work hard. We get the damn sound. It reminds me of the Red Rifle.
No.
Remember Andy Dalton?
No.
Hey, guys, caught up. Everybody bring it in right now.
That's
I'm the key master. Oh, the chips and dips are over there. Thanks for all my tax people coming in, fighting you here at this party. I'm a tax write-off party.
Really got a little bit hard. Then we had the big hurricane come into the Carolinas, and the heat ended up raising up next to Canada.
Head coach.
Raising up? What did he say? Up next to Canada?
Up to Canada. The
Canadian heat. Nothing worse than Canadian heat.
Polar vortex coming down.
Coming down from that hat.
What?
So it's cold down.
No,
then we get
you're
Canadian heat.
Us. No.
I want water.
Marone's,
give me the water cut.
Nothing wrong.
No, I played that because Zoe got fired up for that, but not
I know.
For Marrone.
Listen, Marrone was a bit of a boob last week talking about never watching the Super Bowl. I can't say that he followed through on the post-game speech. That was pretty good.
1 year old. Nothing wrong with and that. We got some guys new buying
Stop
into
it.
What
Stop
we
it.
Do.
You're making it worse than it is.
He's already set up the rematch. Don't think anything of this game. We're going to play a different team next time.
Ooh, I like that. That's good by him. Maybe he's learning too. Still wears that visor.
Well, I mean, he's Goofy not a total idiot. Visor. He did coach his team to the AFC title.
Are those blue blockers he wears?
And he had like a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, which he promptly blew.
Gold wraparound, what are Oakleys? Are those Oakleys? What are they?
They are. They're squared up Oakleys.
What do they call those? But he gets those gas cans. Is that what they call those?
Gas cans.
Is that what they call those? I'm pretty sure that's what they could call them, something like that.
They're not frog skins.
Donna's in Malden. Hi, Donna.
Yes, I think we are in a big trouble. I don't even think we're going to make the playoffs. One of my nephews said Miami's going to win the division, and
what's
we're
your nephew's
be
name?
Out just like 2002.
What's your nephew's name that said that?
Brian Walsh.
Did you really, Donna? Do you really think Miami's going to win a division? Did you watch Ryan Tannehill?
Very good, and we're.
Did you watch Ryan Tannehill, Donna, the high school quarterback, play with a mouthpiece in?
Donna,
last
you're in a full panic today. Let me ease your fears. The division is still the Patriots to win. I would not be worried about that.
Yeah, but Kansas City and Jacksonville, I think they're going to get the byes and not us, right?
Ooh, what about Pittsburgh?
No, they're worse than us. I don't fear them at all.
Not even a little bit.
And he's a rookie.
Who's that, Pat Mahomes?
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
You're a good football fan, Donna.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling.
All right, Donna. Thanks. Appreciate it. By the way, those are Oakley gas cans.
Their nephew, Brian Walsh, we said hi.
We are in a big trouble.
No, we're not.
Wait a minute. We're in bigger trouble.
The Patriots are not in big trouble.
Bigger trouble.
They have work to do. They need to improve. And they probably need to go get some help. But I don't know that I'd put it in big trouble position yet. Not yet.
Thought that game yesterday offensively was a cry for help on the outside.
Yep. Sure was.
Kind of indicative of what you are.
Rob is in Springfield.
Hey,
Rob's
Bob.
Been hanging out for a while. Go ahead. Thank you for hanging on,
hey,
Rob.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, man. Why aren't they designing some plays for Rob Gronkowski where he can get the ball, like, in the wide receiver slot position and maybe, like, get a screen out there? Get him the ball and let him run the ball with. Let's see if Gronk gets the ball, damn it.
I'm going to leave that one for you. You don't want it?
I don't want it.
Okay.
I mean, they flexed him out. They put him in. They put him in motion. They did everything with him yesterday. When you get double covered, you go away from it. When you get triple covered, you go away from that. And again, it's what I said earlier in the show. I don't think Brady looks at that defense and said, oh, this is like Houston. I could stick it in there. I think he respects this defense he faced yesterday a little bit more, a little better athletic. They'll tip. They talked about it all week. Tipping the ball, picking it off. I don't think he thinks much of the Houston defense.
Chris in the truck. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? My concern with the Pats right now is they're playing a lot of man, and I don't think they have the talent to play man. I mean, they had late coverage coming with a lot of crossing routes and pick routes. Jacksonville did well, but their safeties, the safeties Chung and McCourty were late covering the tight ends coming out and the backs. They looked real bad.
Those are the zone ones you're talking about there. That's where they got him in zone on those safeties coming down late.
Correct. And my problem was with the man, they weren't communicating when they were crossing routes and picks. Talent to be able to switch.
Then why pay $14 million a year for a corner? It's a cover corner.
Well, again, you can pay one guy, but there's 11 on the team. You know what I mean? You have to have guys that are complementary in that skill.
He's not going to pay two. Not going to pay two of those guys.
Yeah, the rubber out became a problem.
Illegal or not. And that's it's a gray area.
They looked like legal ones. I don't think they rose to the level of being
right there
illegal.
In that line of scrimmage, basically, 1 yard off it. You didn't hear me bitch about them, did you?
No, because they weren't really hitting guys. They were just creating traffic is what they were doing, and that's the difference.
You do it, too.
Because you know why? But when you're fast and you're quick, you can guess do it who comes back, guys.
When guess who comes back, guess what you're going to be running outside
Edelman.
All day long? Rub routes, pick routes, all that stuff. Get ready.
Yes.
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 Good job. Stop. Give me more of it.
She's so fragile.
Good job.
Don't.
Good
yes.
job.
She's upset. Her nephew, Brian Walsh.
We're in a boatload of trouble.
Yeah.
Boatload of trouble.
Yes.
Hey, please keep those in mind who have been displaced in the Merrimack Valley by the gas explosions that happened on Thursday. You can help with a financial donation by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or texting Red Cross to 90999. That's 90999. Text that. Text Red Cross to that number. It'll make a $10 donation instantly, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS as we keep all the people in Andover and Lawrence in our thoughts after everything they've dealt with over the last few days.
That's a way that you can help out. You got something else you want to add?
No.
Okay. We will get to today's takeaways coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Hey.
Ho.
Ho.
Hey.
Let me go first?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Vinny from, no shocker here, Metro West Framingham, calling in to take a shot at me regarding yesterday's game.
I wanted to give you
bring
crap.
It back. Bring it back to 1998, like that game had anything to do with yesterday.
Hey, remember that game you played two decades ago?
Hey, Vinny. Remember that? No, never mind.
Same. With it being a Jags game yesterday,
wasn't good,
Vinny in Framingham wants to flash back to 98. Go ahead, Vinny.
Hey, Zo.
Hey.
What's up? Hey, Zo, I found something common today. Hey, 1998, Mark Brunell was the QB for the Jacksonville Jaguars when the Jacksonville beat us in the wild card game. Who was the quarterback for the Patriots?
Scott Zolak, man.
Hey, Zolak.
Hey.
I tried to Google here, but like such a 20 years ago. Do you remember your stats on that game?
I don't know. We pulled it up before. I think it was like 55% for like, what, $1.90? Maybe? Something like that.
Yeah, so you...
Love it, Pernell. Nice. What's that?
Can we say you were the reason we lost the game?
Oh, I could have made a play more, too.
I don't really like Vinny's tone.
I know. I got hot in that game at one point. I think I hit like 12, 14.
He just called just to dump on you. That's all he wanted to do.
You know what I noticed? Like,
call Zoe, dump on Zoe.
When I start to think now.
That's all he was looking to do.
I start to do that. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I make some weird noise when I'm thinking now. Well, thanks to the great state of Rhode Island where they have supper.
Oh, yeah.
And I watch the evening news. We had Lenny call and defend me.
Dennis.
Dennis.
Lenny. He's got memory problems.
Dennis from Rhode Island.
Yeah, Dennis in Rhode Island. Hi, Dennis.
I love this. Caller.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
That guy, he didn't have to do you like that, man. That's sad.
That's fine. What'd he do?
Yeah, that whole, let's call about a game in 98. Oh, 98. It was a good year.
Are you Santa now?
He became Jamaican in that call.
And when you do it, you say, Hey, man. That's what they say when you go to Jamaica. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Can I get to mine? Sure. Mine is Dale in Maine. Dale from Maine.
Did he go to the diner?
Diner? He probably did. Here's his call today. It didn't last long. Let's go to Dale, who's in Maine. Hi, Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Listen, give me a minute, okay?
All right. Okay.
First of all, the four guys up front for the other team are just blowing them off.
Got one.
He's gone.
You got a moment.
I can only give you that 1 minute.
I totally agree with you. I love it. I see Jim almost like wrench his neck.
Call in.
You hear the F word, and he's running for the dump button.
You ask for a minute, and then you drop an F bomb.
Freddie.
He wasn't messing with us. He's just in the course of being passionate about the game. He dropped an F bomb rather soon into the conversation.
Up front for the other team, but just blowing them off.
Sneak one in there.
Yeah, I know it's cable up in Maine that you're getting this on, but you gotta clean it up. We don't allow those profanities on this show.
They say the S word now on the NBC Sports.
Yeah,
Boston.
They try to be real edgy.
You try to be edgy at night. Let's get some ratings.
No, they dial that. That back.
Really?
No S bombs.
Yeah,
no.
Can't say BS.
No.
Say bull bleep.
No, somebody was abusing it.
Yeah, I wonder who.
Okay. All right.
Do you live in Lakeville?
No more of that, I guess. I have a takeaway today.
What do you got today?
It was Zoe.
Oh, thanks.
Just mixing up a phrase.
Just mixing up a phrase.
I did this on a broadcast, too. I did it on a broadcast.
The same phrase?
I think I did, and I caught myself halfway through.
All right, let's listen to it.
Yeah, okay, great. He and Josh McDaniels, I've never seen the entire offense brought up into the huddle the way it was. I've seen the defense called up in the huddle when Belichick would give him a tongue bathing. Or tongue lashing, not tongue bathing. You wouldn't bathe with your tongue. You tongue lashing.
What is it, a cat? Tongue bathing would be nice.
Is Fred's cat dead yet?
Hairball.
Come on over here. I'm going to lick you.
Which immediately went to, is Fred's cat dead yet?
Is Fred's cat dead? Did you hear Fred today?
I just want to know if I have to send a sympathy card or not.
Did you hear Fred today signing off?
What did he say today?
I've been late. Just counting the months like he hasn't been late. He said he hasn't been late for 18 months. What about banging out on Mondays?
For your cat. Oh, I haven't been late. No, you just blew off the whole show on Wednesday.
After 5 days off. Hardy, you got anything on that?
No, I do not.
Why? Why don't you? No, yes, you do. You have something. You just don't want to get in the fray.
I do think it's funny that somebody takes pride in not being late for a
radio show.
For a radio show. It's like it's... You really don't have to do a whole lot other than, you know, pay attention to the games, prepare a little something, be on time.
It is one of the requirements of the job.
It is.
And things do happen, right?
I mean, I've never been late.
So there have been occasions where someone's late by a couple minutes here or there.
Not really.
Due to, like, transportation issues or flights or anything, but just
gridlock.
Like, sorry, Mr. Hand, just couldn't make it on time. That's what that is.
Like a cat death that never happened.
Well, the cat was ill. Death was imminent. Apparently, it's not.
That's a hell of a cat. Nine lives. He's on
nine. See what you did there. See what you did. High five for that. See what you did. Good old cat joke.
We're like number four now.
You sum them up. Stop. It's like four more sick days right there.
You don't think he's coming? They get 5 weeks, right?
What's the bereavement around here for when a pet passes away?
Well, plus is the
what
the,
kind of leave do you get for that?
They are part Jewish.
Because if there's a plan for that,
you know he's going to bang out.
I got to go get some more pets.
He's going to bang out on a 7-day shiva when it happens for to come and tell cat stories.
I wonder what Falco would say.
What do you bring to shiva? Do you bring catnip? Like
ask Curly.
I was gonna say somebody who loses his mind over parental leave. What somebody like Kirk was saying
in the background just said, "Ask Hurley, he'll know."
Yeah, about pet bereavement.
Fucking just the first day, they're gonna get to stay anything.
What about if somebody's cat had kittens and they need to take a couple of weeks off?
Then you got to raise kittens.
The cat's breasts were engorged with milk. There were kittens suckling at the teats of the mama cat.
One of the cats crapped on the wall.
Oh God.
I'm going to get a cat and let it have kittens and take time off.
Felger and Mazur are coming up next. Stay tuned. Bye.
What county is Gillette Stadium in?
Norfolk.
Norfolk County.
Norfolk.
Norfolk! 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 Norfolk!